Nathan, this is going to be a very big day for you, walking out at Wembley there against Thatcher.
Possibly the biggest of my footballing career. It finally tops my professional debut, and it's the pinnacle, really. The icing on the cake will be winning it, but it is the top, the thing that you want as any footballer to play at Wembley.
It's been a great run for you lads so far, hasn't it? You've come from basically nowhere. You weren't ranked amongst the pre-season favourites to win this competition or even to get to the final. You've done supremely well.
The belief in the lads, always thought we could do well in this competition for some reason. I know we had a really poor start. And then once we got our first win in the league game, I think the VARs came really soon after. And from there it just clicked. We've always had the belief. It was just unfortunate with players missing and things in the start of the season that we didn't manage to get any points on the board early doors. But once we got that run together, I believe it just clicked, and the belief amongst the lads just took us where we're going.
You beat clubs who were the favourites to win the VARs at the time. For example, West Auckland. You beat Mask United. You beat a couple of other clubs as well along the way. You've battled against the odds to get there.
We definitely have, yeah. We've definitely battled. That comes without saying. Like you say there, we beat Mask. They were favourites. We beat West Auckland at the time. They were favourites. City of Liverpool, we beat them, and they were really, really fancied. They thought they were meant to go really far, and we beat them. We had Concert, a very good side. So we've beat some really good sides, and the team we're playing in the final, I think they're 40 games unbeaten. So it's going to be another tough game, but definitely do not write us off one bit.
You've played a few games on your 3G surface. Has that been an advantage or not?
It is and it isn't. Obviously, it allows you to get the ball down and play. We're not at a fantastic get the ball down and play sort of side. We battle. We've got massive hearts, and I wouldn't say it's been a real fact that's the reason why we got to the final. But with a big crowd behind us, and like I said before, the belief of the lads, we've managed to suppress all expectations.
Mind you, when you get to Wembley, the surface is renowned for being like a bowling green. Let's be honest, if you can't play football at Wembley, you can't play football anywhere.
Yeah, I won't be able to blame any bobbles if I put someone over the bar like I did midweek at Newcastle Benfield. But it will be like the AstroTurf. It's flat as it can be. It's going to be just an amazing, amazing day playing on a surface like that. It's what dreams are made of, really.
It's a far cry from the days when you were struggling at the bottom of the old League Two with Darlington, and you're in the team that got relegated that time. But there was a highlight during your stay when you scored the winner that night at Rochdale.
That is possibly at the moment my highlight of my footballing career. Really managing to score a professional goal and to win a game and to stop a team from getting promoted that night. Unfortunately, it was on a sour note. We got relegated that night, but. I've got lots and lots of fond memories for that short spell I was there at Darlington, and I just wish it lasted a little bit longer.
It was just unfortunate. It was at a turbulent time when he came to the club, wasn't it?
It was, when the manager who released 19 players and also left himself 2 weeks later. It's just I was very, very, very bad timing, really. And like I say, I wish it sort of lasted a bit longer than it actually did.
Looking forward to the VARs final, though. You could be the team's penalty taker. How will it feel if you were awarded a penalty at Wembley there?
Jeez, I haven't thought about it yet, but it'll just be like any other penalty. That's what I'll tell myself anyway. Just got to hit the ball as clearly as you can. Pick a side, don't change my mind, and fingers crossed if it goes that way. Hopefully I don't have to have that responsibility. We can win in without sort of penalties or things, but I'm not going to shy away from it if it came to me.
You mentioned there that Thatcher man, this long unbeaten run, is that something that you'll be looking closely at, or will it be one of these situations in which you'll be thinking, oh, we'll concentrate more on our own game, that's what's done us proud so far this season?
We've really got to concentrate on our own game. It's 90 minutes of football, potentially. Could be obviously a little bit more, but anyone can beat anyone on the day. They are not a South Shields. They're not a Benny Moore type of Northern League powerhouse. They're not even a Mass United. So it will be a tough game. It's whoever adapts to the day more, and don't get overwhelmed. I think if we can control ourselves and settle first before they can settle, I think we'll have a really, really good chance.